USA Radio News with Chris Barnes.
The ISIS leader appears to be alive and well. After a five-year absence, Abu Bakr al-Baghdadi appears in a new video that's clearly intended to rally ISIS supporters. National security analyst Michael Morell says,
there's still tens of thousands of them in Iraq and Syria, so they are far from defeated.
Morell was there on CBS News. The video depicts Baghdadi praising the group that he says is responsible for the series of attacks on Sri Lankan churches and hotels on Easter Sunday. President Trump's taking legal action to keep his banking records from being given to Congress as Trump, his family, and businesses have all filed a lawsuit to stop Deutsche Bank and Capital One from complying with subpoenas demanding financial records. And this is USA Radio News.
The tradition. The suspense. The race. Here's your chance to experience the Kentucky Derby firsthand. Rocket Mortgage is giving away 20 VIP trips to Churchill Downs to witness the Kentucky Derby. And one lucky winner will receive $250,000 toward a new home or pay off their mortgage. Enter today at homestretchsweepstakes.com.
No purchase necessary. 21 years or older. Ends on April 7, 2019. Equal housing lender. Licensed in all 50 states. NMLS number 3030.
The best sleep of my life has been since I got a MyPillow and since I got my Giza Dream sheets. I have to tell you, I've slept in some great hotels in my time, but nothing like these Giza Dreams sheets. Now go to MyPillow.com, click on the Giza Dreams sheet special, you'll find out all about them, and use my promo code USA to get 30% off and free shipping. Go to MyPillow.com, click on the Giza Dreams sheet special, use my promo code USA.
The leader of the pack of Democrats running for the White House courting some blue-collar workers in Pittsburgh yesterday. Here's USA Radio's Rick Vinson.
Calling himself a union man, former Vice President Joe Biden held his first presidential campaign rally in Pittsburgh Monday. Aiming a speech at the middle class, Biden mocked the president's tax cuts.
There was $2 trillion tax cut last year. Did you feel it? Did you get anything from it? Of course not. All of it went to folks at the top. The number of corporations that paid no taxes now has doubled.
After Biden won the endorsement of the International Association of Firefighters, Trump tweeted that he'll never get the support of the dues-crazy union leadership, those people who rip off their membership with ridiculously high dues, medical and other expenses while being paid a fortune.
Woodstock 50 is not going to happen. It was scheduled to coincide with the 50th anniversary of the legendary music festival this summer, but organizers say because of a number of problems, they're not going to be able to hold it. And this is USA Radio News.
America's built and based on liberties and freedoms. Liberty HealthShare brings that to healthcare. The liberty of choosing your own doctor. The liberty of choosing your own hospital. Liberty HealthShare makes healthcare affordable to millions of Americans. Ignite your liberty. Sharing plans starting at $199 for a single, $399 for a couple, and no matter how big the family, only $529. That's $529 for the entire family. To learn how you can save, go to lightyourliberty.com. That's lightyourliberty.com.
Director John Singleton is dead. The 51-year-old has been taken off life support after a massive stroke over a week ago. Singleton shot to stardom in 1991 for the film Boys in the Hood. The film earned him an Oscar nomination for Best Director. His other films include Poetic Justice, Higher Learning, Baby Boy, and Too Fast, Too Furious. Director Jordan Peele says Singleton was a brave artist and a true inspiration. Facebook CEO Mark Zuckerberg is expected to share his vision for the social media giant's future in his keynote address today at the company's annual conference for software developers. The highly anticipated speech comes as Facebook has taken a public relations shelling over the past 2.5 years over repeated privacy and security scandals. The companies acknowledged just last week the Federal Trade Commission could fine it as much as $5 billion for mishandling people's personal info. And the post position draw will be held this morning for Saturday's running of the Kentucky Derby. Starting gate assignments and morning line odds will then be set for the 145th Run for the Roses at historic Churchill Downs. The draw for the first leg of the horse racing Triple Crown will begin at 11 a.m. Eastern time this morning. And remember, you can find us online anytime. We're on USAradio.com. And for USA Radio News, I'm Chris Barnes.